Come on, somebody. Can't y'all come on? Hallelujah. He's Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Jesus is Lord. We got to focus on the kingdom. How many know the Bible says the kingdom is in us? The Bible says we've entered into, you're born again, we've entered into a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. Entered into a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. God's been around a long time. Hallelujah. He's not up there saying, oh God, what are we going to do now? This party's going to take us to hell. Ain't taking me to hell. And I'm going to have some heaven on earth while they rule. I voted righteousness. I believe righteousness. Therefore, I'm going to reap it. Bible says, be not deceived. God's not mocked. Galatians 6:7. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Hallelujah. You know, and so I'm not into politics too much, you know. But I am into Jesus. I am into the kingdom. I can tell you right now, there wasn't no government in my living room whenever I was going to commit suicide. Black God, I didn't care what was going on in this world. My life wasn't good. But I can tell you one that showed up and been in my life ever since, hallelujah, Jesus. The Holy Spirit showed up, black God, and saved me and filled me later on with His Spirit, praise God. Brought my family back together, praise God, and I'm not going to look away from Him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these good testimonies. Listen, this is going to be a year of testimonies. Testimonies. See, God's people don't never go into battle and into hardship that hangs on to Jesus, hangs on to the Word. I'm not just hanging on to Jesus. I got Him on the inside of me. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith with Him. But there's nobody that I've ever seen that goes into troubles in their marriage, troubles in their finance, in their ministry, in turn to the Lord and fast and seek the Lord and see what the Lord is saying that didn't come out smelling like a rose. Hallelujah. Well, that's this church. Hey, you know, by the way, they stole our guitars, devil did. Y'all remember? Remember I put out a $500 reward? Praise God. But I left and I told that devil, I said, I caught you, you idiot. See, I found a scripture in the Bible years ago that says when you catch the enemy stealing, he has to pay back sevenfold. And so I told the devil, I didn't see it happen when I started out the church in the Bible study back there. Somebody come in. They didn't steal them. I thought they did, but my brother come in and got the microphone. I come in to have Tuesday night service and they was gone, so I assumed they stole. So I made the devil pay me seven times, even though they wasn't stole. But I didn't know they wasn't stole. So anyhow, what I'm saying, it wasn't my first rodeo. But God, you know what happened? Somebody found out that somebody stole our guitars and they sent us out of state $3,000. Give the Lord some praise, hallelujah. You want some more guitars, devil? Black God, we bought these back for under $1,000 so far, so that's a lot past what we had. And you know what? They was kind of grinding, Mac. I was about getting ready to upgrade them anyhow. Hallelujah. This happened right in the middle of a pandemic. This happened right in the middle of an election mess. Hallelujah. See, we cast our votes, then we put it in the hands of Jesus, and then we don't look at who's doing what, or what they say and all that. We trust that our God will come through for us. Either way, and I'm not going to say either way, but anyways, praise God. Listen, the government is not our God. Troubles at my house when Trump got in, and after Trump got in, and through the whole period while Trump was in. Trump wasn't over here in my house fighting my battles. But Jesus already fought them. Black God, and I hung on to Him and trusted in Him and come out and smell. I was telling a fella today, I said, you know what? 2021 was a challenging year for me and the church and everybody that I know. Went through hardship, pandemic, just come out of open heart surgery, into this mess. you know, and all of that stuff, trying to recover and get back to normal. Now, all of that stuff, I said, and you know what? Hung on to the Lord Jesus. I said, I prospered in 2021. My business prospered in 2021. The church prospered in 2020. And you know, I told him, I said, 2021 is going to trump 2020 in Jesus' name. We don't got a God that don't carry us forward in trouble. Just think about this. He goes down to Egypt, sends Moses down there. See, some of y'all were Moseses. Moses was a murderer, running out in the desert. God shows up out there in his mess. Couldn't even go back home. God shows up. Lots of fire with a bush that didn't burn up. Just imagine if you're standing by the riverbank minding your own business, and all of a sudden, boof, you're like, whoa, who started that fire? And it don't burn up, God says. God said, I called you. I want you to go down. I hear the cries of my people. I mean, he hears the cries of all the people that are on drugs and they're bound. And I mean, their marriages. He hears the cries of all of his people, praise God, that is on this planet right now. But he's got a remnant, and we're the part of ones over here in Blount County and surrounding areas. We've been chosen and anointed to fight. Hallelujah. We've been chosen and anointed to win. Well, don't get into all of that. Listen, just listen. They could have said it. Well, if Jesus was really Lord, he wouldn't have got crucified. Come on, somebody, think about it. They could have said that. Some has. But they just don't know what the Scripture says. The Scripture said if they had known what was going to happen, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Paul could have said, oh, God. People could have looked at Paul and said, look at all he's going through. I mean, he's sick, near unto death. Where is his Jesus? You hear me? They probably did. Some's looking at the church today. Some in the church is looking outside and saying, oh, God, communism and socialism's coming. Oh, the world's going to be a mess, and boy, our lives are going to be totally messed up. But Jesus, really. Come on, somebody, don't the Bible say, while we look not at the things that are seen, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things of the kingdom are eternal, and the kingdom is in us. Victories came on the inside of us. Victory for our marriage. Victory for our future. Listen, he come to give us a bright future, a hope for our future, black God, but it's only in him. And I believe this joy and this laughter that is coming to the body of Christ after they focus on the Lord, after this whole year, their attention has been in fear. Listen, I don't care who gets in office. The Bible don't change. Now, I'm believing that it'll stay Trump. I'm believing that this thing will be turned over. We 70-something thousand people voted for it. I believe that it's trying to take over. Well, just like darkness tries to take over our lives and our churches and ministry, and we can't allow it. So don't give up faith in what you voted for and what you're believing for. I don't care what happens. I don't care what CNN, Fox, or none of them says. I don't even listen to them. They try to oppress me by lying. Turn me on some Jesse Duplantis or something. Some Creflo Dollar. Some Joyce Myers. WZZK's better than them. I'd go back to country music before I'd listen to and take in what they say. See, you can listen to something and let it roll off like water off a duck's back. Yeah, not taking that. Not biting that bullet, but God, not believing that. Hallelujah. I believe righteousness rules. I believe righteousness is going to rule. The Bible says that we will rule and reign with Jesus. You know, I told you, I mean, I went through and I'm not, I don't just tell you these stories to be telling you my story. I could write a book, man. I need to write one. I think I need to write two or three. Somebody come to me and they said, oh, we want to get a camera for the church. I said, we got a YouTube account. We do? I said, yeah. I said, Jackie Manners on YouTube. She is? I said, yeah. I said, I put her on YouTube in one of her Bible, by her Sunday school lessons I let her do. She done forgot probably. I don't know. They said, well, you do? I said, yeah, maybe it's time for us to go live. Good time for it, ain't it? Got your guitar stole, election don't look good. We're going through COVID. Everything. Might as well just rise up. Might as well just rise. Might as well just stand on up and say, glory be to God. Let's see God work higher than we've been. Might as well. Travis, one time, but anyways, what was I tell you? I was telling you. Now, Mac, I got some tractors. I got three. I got four, five, something like that anyways. All of them needs a little work, you know. You get tired of fixing it and it breaking down things. And you think in your mind, get you a new one. God will come through, get you a new one. So you can go up there, turn the heater on, crank it up, put a little bed in the back if you want to go to sleep while you're watching your cast, you know, got all these dreams. Because all mine are open air. And so I thought, well, bless God, I've got a debt with trucks and this and that. And you know, I thought, well, I'll just get me a new one. So I'm in there, and I call over yonder in Cordova over there, and oh, yeah, come over and look. I said, ain't no need me coming to look. I said, listen, man, just do it. Just run my credit and all that stuff. This is what I want. That track you got. And then once the deal's done and all that, I'll come over there and load it up. It's a brand new track. I said, will it lift a 1,200-round bale of hay? Oh, yeah, no problem. Two of them, probably. I said, that's what I want. It'll lift double what I'm going to lift. So anyways, I go on, and on the inside, I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. The Spirit of God on the inside, don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't put, and I thought, I'm not going to do my family like that again. I've been believing to be out of debt and own stuff for years now. I've been working on this not since last year. I've been working on it year after year after year. Make payments, pay it off early, and believe God to pay cash. I went through steps. You got to go through steps with the Lord. And he'll help you come up where you can have it and not have to borrow. You can have it and have it paid off. See, you can't imagine that with your mind. That's why you got to renew your mind with the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ. He will supply all of my needs according to his riches. And don't get into this thing where they try to say, well, he said need. Well, I need a pontoon. Why do you need a pontoon? Where we can have fun. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. Fishing gives me joy, right? So, I got a need now, Johnny. Well, when I needed a tractor, I got two more. And I thought, well, I need one. So I said, I'm not going to do it. So I called the guy and I said, look, he said, come get your tractor, man. All you got to do is sign. It's yours. Man, I had everything, D. I mean, I had a grapple where I could pick up brush. You know, man, I had a hay fork and big bucket and big, you know, I had it all, Matt. Called him up and I said, well, I'm just not going to do it, man. I appreciate it. How much do I owe you, man? Give me your address. I'll send you some money for going through paperwork and all. Oh, no, man, you don't owe me nothing. You don't owe me nothing. I said, you sure, man? I hate to put you through that and I'll pay you, you know. I'll send you some money for the, no. He said, but when you do buy a tractor, come to me. I said, okay. You got it, buddy. Well, I released my faith. And I said, Lord, I sold a 49 Ford tractor. Somebody going to church, and the Lord told me to give it to him. I said, I sold a 49 Ford tractor. And I said, Lord, I thank you for my tractor. I just believe I received my tractor. Hallelujah. Well, don't you know the Bible says in Mark 11, did y'all get that fixed? You did? Give me Mark 11 then. Great. I prayed right before I said, Lord, help them, give them wisdom. Wouldn't let us on the internet. Wouldn't let us in the computer. And I couldn't remember the password. They got it, glory to God. Mark 11:22. I got to show you this, what I'm thinking, tell you the story. And they went their way and found, there you go. And Jesus answering unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and don't doubt. That's the key here. You got to get it in your heart, faith. Don't doubt, he said. You can speak to that. You can speak to sickness and COVID and flu and weakness. You can speak to old age. Whatever mountain is in your way from enjoying your life and going on with God. But you got to not doubt. The key to that, get saturated in that word. Focus on the kingdom. Focus on the word of God. Focus on the answer in the Bible to the situations that you face. Apply the word of God to it. And then it don't leave any room for doubt. It begins to drive doubt out. But when faith enters in, faith comes by hearing by the word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. It begins to drive unbelief out, and then you know you got your tractor. And you ain't seen it. And shall not doubt, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have. I didn't write this, but I really do like it. I mean, I really do like it. He shall have whatever it says. Go on, give me the next. Therefore, I say unto you, what though seeing things soever you desire when you pray. And people will say, well, that's talking about spiritual things. He has just now said mountain. Right? He was just now talking about a mountain you can speak to. So don't go to the next verse and say, well, it's all spiritual. That's trying to get you not to believe. That's trying to plant it in there. Well, you know. I mean, you still hear the doctrine out there, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They got that from poor old ignorant Job that loved God but didn't know what he was doing. Later on, God showed up to Job. People make doctrines out of that. God giveth. When they lose something, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's no doctrine for that other than that one scripture that was quoted out of not understanding that our God is not one that robs and steals and kills and destroys. And so later on, God comes to Job, and in Job, when Job is in this place, state, I think, backslid. And he says, where were you when I set the moon? Where were you when I set the stars? In other words, telling Job, I'm God. Man, what are you? Why ain't you got your faith in me? Why ain't you believing? Why ain't you continuing to believe? I believe that that's what God was saying in that statement. Where were you when I set the moons and the stars and all that? Well, I released my faith and I said, okay, God, thank you for my tractor. No debt. I won't have to borrow, Lord. You'll supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for my tractor. Well, you know what? I'm up there and I'm feeding my cows, and I traded my brother a tractor that had a big four-wheel drive cab, front end loader. The frame on it was broke. I bought it 2-3 years ago, and he wanted it, and he had a tractor, and I traded around just several years ago. Well, time has went on. You know, and his house burnt, got in the house, and he had the money to pay cash, bought him another tractor, and I ain't even thought too much about it. And I'm standing up there, you know, and I'm looking, and I turned around, and my eyes caught that tractor. And I thought, I felt it in here. I was like, hey, he's done went and bought the part, Johnny. $700 part laying there. He ain't gonna never fix that tractor. He got a brand new one. And so I just picked up the phone, and I said, hey. I said, what'd you do with the radiator off that tractor? Oh, I took it down to my shop where nobody would steal it, blah, 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 you know. And I said, let's fix it, see if it's going to turn over and all that. He said, I've been praying about that tractor. He said, just 2 or 3 days ago, I was praying about that tractor. He said, Lord, I want to give that tractor to somebody that needs it. And he said, you know what? He said, you can have it. I said, oh, no, man, I'll pay you for it. I mean, ain't no big deal. No, I'm telling you right now, you can have that tractor. I said, okay, thank you. Hung up. I said, glory. Hallelujah. No payments for, say, 84 months. They'll give it a go 84 months now. They'll stretch it out there where you just can't refuse it. 84 long months. But they tell you $165. Then you say, how many months? Well, it's $165. No, how many months? And then you go, 165. What, that was 265. 265 for 84 months, it was $30-something thousand for a $23,000 tractor. When I seen that, oh, Jesus, doubt entered right in. Nope. I doubt I'm going to do that. See, if you're going to doubt the right stuff. I doubt I'm going to do that. Well, it paid off. My tractor came in. It's paid for. I stuck two batteries in it. I went, zzz, 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 and he went, hallelujah. Got this 100-something horsepower, four-wheel drive, big old bulldog bucket on the front. Oh, I can move some dirt. I can move two or three cows at one time. Robert Fado will get out again. I'll get them back in, four-wheel. Y'all go off in the lake. I don't care. I'm coming in, baby. It's that high off the ground. See, I'm not bragging on the stuff. The tractor is a piece of metal. It's the promise. It's the promise that happened to me. It's not the tractor. That's what the Bible says. Okay, see, now the Lord had me to tell you that and had me to tell you about the guitar. The guitars. We got $3,000. Them guitars weren't worth nowhere near $3,000. No way. Right? So then I tell the devil, you won't break in again, homie? Go ahead. Just go ahead, break in again. You won't take something else? Black God, every time you steal from us, we get on the word, and you have to bless us. God comes through. He said he'll pay us back double for our trouble. Hallelujah. You might be going through, listen, don't be over, don't get all upset about the election thing. Praise God, hallelujah. I done been through some years when people wasn't in there that wasn't good. You know, it didn't change God's word, and it didn't change him bringing me breakthroughs and bringing me out and increasing me. He can increase you right in the middle of the devil's territory. Hallelujah. He don't got that kind of power. Why? Because the Bible says that the promises of God are in him, yes, and amen. Asked him, I said, you ready? Sunday night? Oh, yeah, he's ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I said, good. Been waiting on you a long time. See, he don't know what I'm saying. Really, he don't. But we done released our faith for a drummer and a bass years ago. But we ain't gonna quit. I play that bass, I don't want to. Then I go over and sing because I get bored doing that. Why? It ain't my place, but I'm gonna do it. Come on, somebody. We don't go by sight. We walk by faith in God. He wants the bass going. If I believe he wants to go, get up there and play it. I don't feel good tonight. That bass don't know it. All that bass knows it wants to be played. Hallelujah. Started the story about Zach, and I was all over everything the other night. Some of you didn't catch it. I asked Zach. I said, did you catch that for that? I said, I started the story on you, tell something on you, and I didn't ever finish it. Yeah, I did. I said, I remember when I got home. I said, I'll finish it up later. But they were starting, they had worked on a play and built a donkey. And it's a cool donkey. Yeah, a super donkey. That's Faithway's donkey. Hallelujah. I ain't never seen, that's anointed donkey. They rolled it in. And then one of them went, I don't know where they got that at. It was cool. That was good. Well, anyhow, whatever the case might be, just like all the rest of us, he felt like his heart wasn't in it. You know, you get in, when you're stepping up to ministry, well, the devil's going to take notice. Your pastor's warning you ahead of time. So don't let him stop you. He won't try to do it here. He's going to do it out there. He can't do nothing in here. This is our service. We've got control of this service. That's why you come in, the anointing's here, and you're like, oh, yeah, I could have a house. I could have a car. And then you go out there, and the bank says, up, you can't have nothing. That's where you got to go. I got to go back to church. What'd you say? Yeah, you didn't have it. Oh, I'm going. Oh, go over to God. Go over to God. I didn't have it. I didn't have it. I didn't have it. And then before you know it, the devil says, you can't have it. You say, boom, liar. Why? Because you done heard it and believed it And there you are. Now you've got the faith. Then you will be in your house or whatever you believe in God for. So Zach just sitting, Sandy, she comes to me, and I look in her eyes. I can tell she's discouraged, kind of maybe. I don't know. And so I says, what? And she said, well, she told me the story. Zach don't want to do it, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And she got done. I said, what do you want to do it? Well, yeah, I worked on it. And I said, yeah, put in a lot of work. I said, can I deal with him? I said, you want me to take you? I need to take care of it. We're going to have this play. And I'm telling you this for real. Zach's a good, young, fine young man. I mean, he's a fine young man. He wouldn't hurt nobody for nothing in this church. He's a blessed. He's amazed. But he has trials like all of us. Okay? He goes through things like all of us. It might not be nothing to me because I done tread on a bunch of them. And I'm like, really? Come on, boy. Get out of there. What's wrong with you? You're stuck there? Really? I was there 20 years ago. And so I go up to him, and I had to look up. He's tall, man. He's playing basketball, and I have to look up. And I started, well, my heart just ain't in it. And I let him go on just a few minutes, you know. And then I looked at him, and I told him, I said, get your heart in it. You're going to finish this play. He got his heart. He done a good job. You should have seen him. He was Abraham. Oh, boy, he enjoyed it once he got his heart back in it. See, don't let the way you feel determine the direction that you want to go in the Lord. Hallelujah. And they finished that play out, and I thought to myself, I thought, Lord, I've got to be a good leader. I wouldn't be an ugly with him. I mean, I'm helping him to be accountable. I'm helping him, and I looked at him, and I told him, I said, always finish out what you start. And then if you don't want to get involved in another one, just don't. Y'all hear me? I'm not talking about Zach. I'm talking about me. We started this in Jesus. And that Satan, he started a fight with us. And by God, we just man enough to take it to him. I'm not one bit scared of Satan and his imps. The Bible said he was stripped of all power, right? Well, I mean, you know, well, people are evil. Well, don't get your eyes on people. I didn't get my eyes on the ones that stole these guitars. I wanted to meet them. Now, back yonder, I'd have wanted to meet them, Mac, but it wouldn't have been good for them. I don't care. Somebody told me, the boys the other day riding with me, and they said, yeah, there's three of us down there or something in the car, you know, running that smack, you know. And I said, y'all better have more than three in that house if you want to take me. I said, because I really believe y'all can't. I said, I come down to your house. I said, you better have more than three people in that house. I said, because I don't believe all three of y'all could take me, man. Well, they run that smack, and I thought, I'll smack back. And so then I looked at him, and I thought, he ain't so sure now. He's not real sure whether he could or not. And I'm like, hey. You laugh it off now, baby. Let's get deep. We can get deep. Well, just because we're Christians don't mean we're pushovers. You know, I'm not going to fight and bust teeth out and all that stuff, but black God, I can lay hands on them and cast that devil right out of them, black God. I can walk up to them with compassion and mercy because I know they're in prison in Egypt, and I'm a Moses, and you're a Moses. I will meet these people that we gave those guitars to. See, if you have a problem with it, look at it that way. Faithway Christian Center gave away two guitars and a bass. We sold it. They thought they were stealing. But you can't steal from a giver. See, if you're always got a heart of giving, somebody can take your $10 out of your wallet. But you just sow it and say the anointing is on that $10 they stole from the wrong one. This is going to start a trend in their life, and they're going to be sitting in church somewhere praising God one day because somebody released the anointing in their life. Going out on the streets one night. See, the Lord's told me to tell you this stuff. We got $3,000 for the guitars. Pretty good. Pretty good exchange. Told one pastor, and he said, boy, I'm telling you, we're living in a deadbeat world. Oh, they stole from the church. That's your first response. What are they, idiots? If I was going to steal from anywhere, I wouldn't steal from the church. I said, if I would have been smart back then and thought twice, I said, that's where I'd have went, man. They buy good pianos and good guitars. And they buy the good banjos and stuff, man. If I want speakers for my car, I didn't think about a church, which it didn't happen back then. I mean, you could get some good boomers, couldn't you? We can blast blunts for with these speakers. Why wouldn't you go to a church? That's a smart thief. And I told him, I said, yeah, what do we think? What do we think, man? I said, what do we think as Christians? That we're never going to have any, the devil try to do anything? I said, I told Teresa, we pulled up, I said, some people I don't want in their head. You know, you get people you can't figure out. Can't figure that one out. Don't try. Got to get their mind straightened out. Can't figure Satan out. You just can't figure him out. But you know what? Started down on the streets. That's why I'm so, Satan messes with this church about not having church, and I go to him and I tell him, if you don't shut up, I'm telling you, we're going to have church on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And Satan, if you don't believe, I went to him one time. I said, if you don't believe me, you push me just a little bit more and I'll show you. Don't try to talk me out of services ever. Some people come down. See, what I'm telling you, I'm not telling. See, you've got to be passionate about what you believe in the Lord. You know, you're going to seem cocky. People don't know whether I'd fight or not by the way I talk. They just don't know, man. I'll give you the shirt off of my back, dude. I mean, I'll give you my car and believe God for another one. You know? But you know, the Bible says the righteous are what? Bold. I can't even help it. It just seems I can't help it. It's not because, some people say, well, it's because you're Western. Oh, don't give me that garbage. I know a bunch of defeated Westerns. I was defeated before I got saved. Start down there, storm coming, raining, and all of a sudden, I'd been fasting. Let me just go back, man. Some of us need to fast. Fast. Do some fasting before the Lord. Sliding back. I'm not going to eat breakfast, Lord. I'm going to fast or two. If you have a hard time, start out easy. Give him a breakfast. Work it into a lunch. Work it into 2:00. And then if you want to, just go 3 days without eating. See, after the initial hunger gets over, the Spirit of God will begin to feed you. And I mean, you'll just... And then, I mean, when I fast for an extended period of time, I can eat, and I feel sick at my stomach. I'm like, why'd I eat that junk? But I was fasting for the ministry the Lord had me in. Y'all that are on praise team, y'all do some fasting. Y'all that are on the media ministry, do some fasting. Fasting, I mean, if you're teaching the kids and whatever the case, or you want to, do some fasting and praying and seeking the Lord and say, God, just get me ready, Lord, just get me ready. Lord, I want to be ready, because it's like I told the guy today. I said, you know what? I said, a praise team without the anointing is nothing. A preacher without the anointing is the preacher. But when you got the anointing, because you're drawing strength from the Lord, just like somebody put on there about something today about it, and I put on there, no matter what happens in the government, Jesus is Lord. I said, and I go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. And I mean that when I'm saying, I'm not making some spiritual statement. I mean that when I'm going down the road. I'm going in your name, Lord. No matter what happens in this planet, God, they couldn't nobody save my marriage. They didn't nobody deliver me from darkness but you, Lord. They didn't nobody get me through 2001 when we had a recession in 2001 that I was so caught up in the things of God that somebody told me later, did you suffer through the recession? I said, what recession? But I'm going on the streets. I'm working a full-time job. I'm going to the to the to the streets on Friday night preaching. I'm going Thursday night to the Blount County Jail. I'm going Sunday to church, faithful Sunday to church, Sunday night. And I'm going to the county and the city jail and winning these guys to Jesus on Sunday. I didn't have time to watch too much TV. So I didn't know much about that. So that didn't affect me much. I go in there Friday night, storming. I mean it, storming. Turned on James Spann. You can see a wide line of thunderstorms that's coming from Tuscaloosa. And it's done here. It's done starting. And it's going to rain all night long. This is going to be a 4 or 5 inch drencher. And I'm telling the Lord, Lord, I go in there and pray, Lord, I want to go on the street. Lord, you've done give me a message. Lord, stop the rain. Stop it. Lord, stop this rain, Lord. I want to go tonight on the street. See, I've never looked for a reason not to go to church, not to go to house service. I've looked for every reason to make sure that I demonstrate that faithfulness to God, that he'll part the Red Sea for you. He'll make a way for you. Want to go to church? God told me one time, he said, if you really want to go to church and you don't have a ride, if you'll believe me, I'll send you a taxi. I thought, man, what a God I serve. What a God. And I've never not went to church unless I wanted to. Didn't want to. Anyhow, go on, you know, and God spoke to me. He said, He reminded me in the scripture about when they woke Jesus up. You know, storm on the sea and all that stuff. And boy, they got scared and, you know, and all. They went, no, Jesus, did you not care? Don't you care about us, man? He's in the same boat, Danny. Come on, man. And the Lord reminded me to that. He said, what did Jesus do? I thought, oh, Jesus, Lord, you do it. I'd never done nothing like that, you know. I ain't saved about 6 months. I was whipping that devil 6 months into being a born-again Christian. I'm tearing him up, man. I'm done got street ministries and everything within a year. I'm doing all kinds of ministry. Well, anyways, I get up, and I thought, nah. So I go over there to that window, pouring down rain. It's just pouring down rain. And I stood up in that window, and I said, I command you in the name of Jesus to cease. You're trying to get in the way of the will of God in my life. I command you to cease. It started raining harder. The thunder got worse. The lightning got worse. This happened to me back in 1996. And I thought, well, I guess that's what walking by faith is. So I go in, get ready, go out, get in my van. I had a van, and I had to go to a church and get me some speakers out and then go set them up on the street. And so I thought, well, don't go get the speakers. I said, nah, it's not going to rain. I'm going to have speakers. It's not going to rain on those speakers. And I drive to Oneonta, and I'm driving 5 miles an hour where you turn to go to Sand Valley, because that's a place, if you're not familiar with it, water flows across the road, and it's turned me all the way around there before. Water deep. It was deep. It was raining so hard all the way to Oneonta that people were pulled off the side of the road with their flashers on. And I had my wipers on high. I went to that church, drug out those speakers, praise God, and I went on, and I said, I go in Jesus' name. I said, I done spoke to this storm, and this storm is not going to hinder the service tonight, praise God. And you know what? I went off down there, and I pulled in on that parking lot, and I pulled in on a parking lot that what not one drop of water to my knowledge from 7 o'clock till 8:20 hit that parking lot. I sat there and they drove in, and there was a wall of rain behind that. It was actually hitting the trunks of the cars, and the front of it was not dry, but the water was hitting the backs of the cars and making a gully down through there, and not one drop to my knowledge hit that parking lot in over an hour and a half. You know what, God? I'm standing at my sink today, or a counter. And God said, did you remember that? I said, yes, sir, Jesus. I remember that just as well as it was today. He said, I want you to tell them that story tonight. He said, and I want you to tell them that I'm the same God as I was back then. I've not changed. He said, and if you'll fast and you'll stand and you'll walk by faith, See, I walk by faith. Boy, I'm telling you, talking about energize you, glory to God, I shouted all the way back home. What a majesty God that I serve. What a God that I serve. You know, realized at that time, man, this God is for us all. This one that can stop the rain. The one that he's give us the authority. He's already given us the authority. He said, go in my name. Cast out devils. Heal the sick. Lay hands on them. They'll recover. I mean, look, we're supposed to be going about finishing the work of Jesus. But, you know, well, COVID's rampant. It's rampant because we're letting it. The church. I got in trouble over this thing. I know we've all suffered with it, and people lost. I'm not into all of that stuff. I'm into the Word. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, pick up the pieces and go. God will put the puzzle back together. God will restore. Hallelujah. You're better. The last of your life will be better than the first of your life, or it can just be a sad story. Put it on Facebook, and he's a pastor somewhere. I don't know, and I like him. I'm not against him at all. And he kind of listens to some of the ministers that I do, and God had spoke to me, you know, just dropped it in my heart, and I felt, you know, you notice I don't put stuff on Facebook all the time. It's just times that I feel inspired a little, you know, and I'll throw something out there, whatever the Spirit of God is speaking. Anyhow, I put that out there. I said, God's people is not scared of COVID. Now I said, people are not scared of COVID. They're scared of what it will do to them. And that guy jumped me. No, they are scared. They are. And I'm thinking, well, we shouldn't be. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, I believe it is, 4:7, 2 Timothy 4:7, 1 and 2. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God hadn't. We're not supposed to fear flu. We're not supposed to fear our marriage not making it. We're not supposed to fear not being successful in ministry. We're not supposed to fear not ever having a life and a future. We're not supposed to be fearing that things are going to turn out bad for us. God didn't give us that spirit. The word fear means timidity, coward. Now, when I was a coward before I got saved, Mac, I run from all responsibility. I work for the weekend. I worked hard to party on the weekend, man, you know, and did it, you know. But responsibility and work and going forward and going somewhere and having something, I just wasn't interested in that. I couldn't see the long haul, you know, what it was going to be at 53. Thank God I changed at 27, 28. Thank God. You know, my life's pretty good. You know, I have battles. I had a financial trial today. I mean, you know, I get up there where I'm doing good. Here comes a, and you know what? Now I don't go home. Oh, God, Teresa, pray. Oh, pray that this will work out. Better pray. Now, I was there at one time because she'd tell me, suck it up, Buttercup. I mean, she'd like, suck it up, Buttercup. What's wrong? That's all it is? Well, you know what I've done? Magnified it, Johnny. I've magnified it till it's done whipped me on the inside. My mind. I can't figure out how this is going to work out. How many knows we're not supposed to figure out the details? We're supposed to roll, cast our cares over on the Lord and let the Lord do what he does best. He's into details. He's really into detail. He works things out, and he works them out good. We're like, whoo, glory to God, glad I trusted Jesus. Have you ever been there, come out of it, and said, whoo, glad I trusted the Lord in that one? Boy, I'd have made a mess of it. You know, we went through the recession down there in 2007, 8, whatever it was, you know, and 3 months behind on our house that we'd believed God for 10 years and was in. 3 months behind on all our vehicles. I tell this story all the time, but I don't really care. I mean, it's just as relevant today to me as it was back then, that he's the same God now, and that I can have, I've got wisdom when I come through that trial that I didn't have then, praise God. I had my trust in other things other than really faith in God in some areas and didn't even realize it. But when I come out of that trial and God delivered me after the year or two long trial that I was in, Look, God, I realized, you know what, praise God, if the trial was worth it, Jesus, it was worth it. It caused me to get rid of those crutches that I'd been leaning on and lean really on your unshakable hand. Hallelujah. He delivered me. I cast that thing over on the Lord today. See, that's what you got to do. Cast it over on the Lord. There's a lot of things took place in the elections and all of that I don't agree with, that I believe ain't right, that I believe ought to be looked into. I believe if dead people voted, and I believe in God, that they will look and say, we don't care if one person voted dead and they got counted, that is enough to investigate the whole thing. Right? We ain't got enough evidence. Well, we don't care. We believe in God. I believe Satan steals, kills, and destroys. I don't have to see him destroy 10 people in town. I don't need no evidence. I'm going to stop him. Right? We don't need no more evidence. The Bible says it. So we rise up in Jesus' name. Some of you need to start fasting and praying. I'm telling you, 2021 is a year that God is going to reveal his glory to the ones that will seek him, to the ones that will draw close to him, to the ones that will focus on his kingdom and him, praise God. Stay in that word. Seek the Lord. Speak to the mountains, praise God. You know, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. It didn't say blessed is the nation whose government's the Lord. Right? He said blessed is the nation whose God. Did you know the government can be dark and he can be our God? And he says blessed. Scotty will be blessed. Faithway will be blessed. Faithway's people will be blessed. Now, that don't mean you're not going to have to tread through some troubled times. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus, that my son turned and went the right way. I'd have him 2 grandkids that helped to raise him, and I would beat them. But I was really honestly the other day thinking, thank you, Lord, that that's not a trial for me. I can enjoy my grandkids and don't have to raise them. And you know what I told the Lord? I said, thank you, Lord, for giving me wisdom back yonder, Lord, when he was 2 years old. You know, that he was a gift from you to me. He didn't belong to me and Teresa. You gave him to us. Thank you, Lord, that we had that wisdom back then, that we needed to train him up in the way that he should go. We had to train him up. I remember a time, I've fasted ever since I got born again. I fast about every week. I'm not bragging toot my horn on that. I mean, it's just, I've been doing it, not for ministry, I've been praying for y'all. I've been covering y'all. I've been fasting. I've been telling the Lord, God, we got to have your anointing down there greater. Lord, we got to have it. We got to have that yoke-breaking anointing, God. We got to have your presence more than we've got anything else, God. We want it. We got to have it. But did you know that? See, the anointing makes all the difference in our lives. You know, while I'm on a fast and all this stuff happening, you know, I'm like, Johnny, I feel like Samson kind of, you know, on the inside spiritually. See, it'll cause you to grow spiritually. And a guy was telling me, he said, good God, you went through open heart surgery last year? Boy, you don't look like it. I said, I fought like hell. I didn't lay down. It wasn't easy. But I fought. I fought just as hard against that as hell does against the church. And it's all the time, full blast. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I said, I found a scripture. And he didn't even know the scripture. I said, I found a scripture years and years ago in Proverbs 18:14. I said, it says, a strong spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmities and weaknesses. I said, see, what I realized back then, and when I started into surgery, I didn't go in defeated, and I sure didn't come out defeated. I went in coming out. I went in with a mindset, "Duck God, I'm going to be better than I've ever been physically." And then I looked at him and I said, "I guarantee you my 28-year-old son, he won't keep up with me driving fence posts. If he wants to challenge me, I got some." I didn't hear him say that. Now, am I saying I'm mighty man? No, I'm determined. I'm determined that this body is not going to keep me down. I'm determined the devil can't take my marriage. He tried to do it for years and made me jealous and angry. I would kill you if you looked at her. I mean, I've drove up to Coke boxes before and dudes getting, and just look over to my car and it is on. Because I'm thinking, you're looking at my wife, you're looking at her, man. I jump out. I keyed a guy's car one time. I thought, "Black God, I ought to go get the other side." He comes out of the store and I went, shot him. I sure did. I told him, I said, "Come on over here. I did it. Call it off. I did it." Got in my car and left. Sure did. I was mad. Well, you know, when I got born again, I thought, I'm going to be just as mad. Oh, boy. You know what? You look at my wife all you want to. And you know what? I thank glory to God, you will bring her back. You've got to have an anointing for her. Hallelujah. And it's vice versa, you know. But what I'm saying is, I don't have one inkling of jealousy. Not one. You can't take me to that prison, Black God. She's mine. Jesus gave her to me, and I gave her to him years ago. And Black God, we will be. I told her, she said something about, I told her, I said, "Yeah, somebody had to take their kid, mom and dad in, you know, all of that after all these years, you know, not able to take care of herself or whatever." She's getting in the truck, and she's thinking about Travis taking care of her like that. She said, "Thank God that won't never happen." She don't talk like that, she says, but I'm going to talk like that. "Thank God that ain't going to never happen to me." Boom, and shut the door. Like that, and I got in, and I said, "Nope." I said, "Cause at 120, I'll still be able to spank you." She said, "You can't spank me now." This is on the way to church, Mac. She said, "You can't spank me now." I said, "Oh," I said, "I can. I just don't want to hurt you." Like that, she said, I said, "Because I can, I just don't want to hurt you." She said, "Well, I can tell you right now, I can get me something to equal it up." Yeah, she would too. Now, we were just being funny, praise God. But you know what? That gives me joy. Hallelujah. To be able to cut up on the way to church, hallelujah, knowing that I'm coming over here with y'all guys that have been seeking the Lord, that is going somewhere with God, that I know is for me and not against me, just like God. And in the company of a spiritual family that cares about one another, and y'all prove it. So I want to encourage you. Don't get your eyes. See, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Don't conform to it. Don't get, you know, don't look at it too much, what's going on. And I'm going to say it even after election. I'm not talking about just causing it. It's an election. This election will be over and it'll be some other garbage. You'll be going along just fine, and your family get saved and want to go to church where you go to church. And you're asking, "Jesus, take them somewhere else. Please, Lord, please. They're an embarrassment to me." So I want to encourage you, you know, and all the stuff, just like, you know, people I'm praying for, and I knew about Jerry Bullard and some of the ones, you know, that I'm believing God that he'll raise them up in Jesus' name. I'm believing, and you believe God, they will live and not die. I don't care what's happened in the past. You believe for this thing to be defeated in Jesus' name. And the church has to stand up in that place everywhere. Kind of like, you know, Monty's wife, what's her name? April, I forgot. She went not feeling well for a couple of days. 4 days. And we prayed for her tonight. So she goes and gets tested for COVID. Come back negative. She posted it on Facebook, and I said, "COVID can't touch you guys." Psalms 91. Boom. "Well, what about all these? I don't know about everybody. I don't know. All I know, take it. Take that gospel. Take that gospel. Take that word. The Bible says, take the shield of faith in Ephesians that'll quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Now you got to take that mind and keep it off of negative stuff. You can't focus on negative stuff all the time and stay in faith in God. Not going to happen. You got to stay focused on the word and the answer. God told me one time, he said, Brother Weston, you've got to worry. Well, let's talk about worry and fear and all that, you know. I'm standing there and it's just boring, really. I thought, let's get on some ministry talk or something. And I said, it's a sin to worry. I said, I don't worry about nothing. I don't worry about nothing. I trained myself. I laid in bed and trained myself not to worry. I spent years with my mind training it not to be on trouble, not to worry. Because when you meditate on the wrong stuff, that's where worry and fear comes from. It's meditating on the wrong stuff. God, I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my... It ain't even got threatened yet. I'm going to lose my car, Lord. You ain't even got one. Well, even if I get one, I'll lose it. Man, that's what I'm talking about. You got to stop that. Stop that stuff. That's demonic stuff to get you not to believe that whatsoever things you desire, believe you receive it and you'll have it. Don't doubt in your heart. That stuff comes to stop that. But nothing can stop God's anointing on your life but you. And God has a good plan. And the plan for 2021, he hadn't revealed it all to me yet, but it's going to be the year for the local church that has been standing on God's word all through 2020. It's going to be breakthroughs. Your families are going to come in. They're going to get set free. We're going to win this community to Jesus because we're living in the last days. Look how darkness is just really, really ramping up. The Bible says, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. But he tells us to occupy. It's time to take ground in troubled times. So I want to encourage you, praise God. Do some fasting. Meditate on that word more. Go to sleep meditating on that word. Take your scripture and meditate on it. And God will strengthen us with his might, Ephesians says, praise God. Be strengthened with all might by his glorious power in our inner man, the Bible says. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we